Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yolanda. How can I help you?
Where am I calling?
Customer service center.
For what?
Different companies, different products.
Okay, well, I had a charge on my account.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recognize it, and I don't even recognize the name of the charge. It just said super quick delivery, and it has this phone number connected to it. I'm pretty positive I didn't make that charge.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can pull that up, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
80909.
Your first and last name?
Deborah Hatchell.
Ms. Deborah, could you verify your address?
2531 East Uinta Street, Apartment 5, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80909.
Okay, sir. Sorry, excuse me. Ma'am, it looks like you paid $7.95 on January 22nd, and you received a free tablet. That $7.95 enrolled you in an online gadget store campaign where you will receive $125 a month to shop on the online gadget store and purchase all the latest gadgets. So,
I haven't received a tablet. And I didn't enroll in that.
Well, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay, well, ma'am, I will cancel this account and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who might could have used your card without an authorization.
Okay.
So just hold one moment, please.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with my bank. They're going to cancel that charge.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thanks for holding. So your account has been canceled. And would you like a confirmation number?
Hold on. Let me get a pen and paper. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, ma'am, it'll be C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
258.
Mm-hmm.
785. 467.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and if you hold on one moment, I'll get you transferred over to fraud.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. One moment, you'll be transferred. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you.